Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The 51st running of the Iditarod Trail Slint Dog Race, Alaska's Great Race, proved a passing of the torch for the Reddington family and for the Iditarod, as Ryan Reddington passed through the Burled Arch in Nome, bringing a race victory to the legendary Reddington Mushing family. Reddington, with six dogs pulling through the streets of Nome, finished the 2023 Iditarod on Tuesday afternoon at 12:13 p.m. to become the first in the Reddington family to win the Iditarod race.
It means everything to bring that trophy home. And yeah, it's been a goal of mine since a very small child to win the Iditarod, and I can't believe it. It finally happened. It took a lot of work, took a lot of patience, but we failed quite a few times, you know, but we kept our head up high and stuck with the dream.
Ryan Reddington's previous best finish was 7th place in 2021. Reddington took over the lead in the 2023 race when 2022 champion Brent Sass scratched while holding the lead at the Eagle Island checkpoint at 7:42 a.m. Saturday, citing concerns for his health. Reddington was first into Caltag and never relinquished the lead, extending a four-hour advantage by the final mandatory layover in White Mountain. Leaving White Mountain at 12:15 a.m. Tuesday, Reddington cut his team down to six dogs for the final 77 miles to the Nome finish line. Reddington arrived in safety, the final checkpoint, at 8:22 a.m. and stayed only 3 minutes before heading for Nome. The total running time posted by Reddington is 8 days, 21 hours, 13 minutes, and 58 seconds. Reddington's time is the 7th fastest in the 51-year event. The record time is owned by Dallas Seavey, who recorded a time of 7 days, 14 hours, 8 minutes, and 57 seconds. Ryan Reddington's grandfather is Joe Reddington Sr., father of the Iditarod and 19-time finisher of the Iditarod. Ramey Reddington, Ryan's father, raced in the Iditarod 14 times. Joe Sr., Ramey, and Uncle Joe Reddington are all members of the Mushing Hall of Fame. Reddington talks about how mushing is in their family.
It's been a very doggy life for all of us, and it is very something that we all work towards every day. No days off. We think about winning the Iditarod. And I learned a lot from both my brothers, and so I want to thank them too for the encouragement and all the advice. And even throughout this race, you know, I call home and talk to both my brothers, tell them that things are going pretty good, and I'm just being patient. And we get close to the end of the Yukon, start making our move. That's what we did.
Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Alaskans will see an increased law enforcement presence when traveling the Alaska State Ferries this summer with the renewal of the Alaska Marine Highway System's Ride Along program. The program allows the Alaska Marine Highway System to provide space-available travel aboard its vessels free of charge in exchange for law enforcement presence and services by state troopers. Under this renewed agreement, the Alaska Department of Public Safety and the Alaska State Troopers are eligible for complimentary travel when traveling for personal reasons on a space-available basis. This increases protection of life and property aboard the Alaska Marine Highway System vessels with a more frequent, visible Alaska State Trooper presence aboard ships. We're increasing protections for Alaskans in a variety of ways, said Ryan Anderson, Commissioner of Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. In 2022, we renewed our support for the Drug Enforcement Canine Unit in Bellingham, started participating in anti-human trafficking measures, and in 2023, we are reviving the ride-along program that benefits both the Alaska Marine Highway and the Alaska State Troopers. The Alaska State Troopers have participated in the ferry ride-along program for several years, and it has helped increase the safety of our ferries traversing coastal Alaska, said the Alaska Department of Public Safety Commissioner James Cockrell. More at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.